Hello and welcome to Show Me the Podcast, an entertainment podcast hosted by two chalk and cheese.
You're just showing off.
Yeah, I am because I got it first time. I'm your host Lorraine, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host
Harry.
I was pointing to the monitor, and she just a bit.
Well, I thought you were going to say my name, like I do.
Oh God, yeah, you should. I started off so well, Harry.
Karma.
God. So as you can probably gather by that, Harry is at her house.
Yes, I am.
In Worcestershire.
That's right.
And I'm in Somerset. And this week, we're going to do a film that I've basically annoyed Harry to do for a long time.
I don't think you've annoyed me.
I felt like I was annoying you a little bit.
No. I just had to feel ready to do it. And I think in this current climate, we need something like this. So
jolly. Yeah. Something jolly, yeah. And that is Tropic Thunder.
There's that laugh again.
But before we get into the film.
Film.
What have you been up to, Harry, in this
Don't laugh at my notes. Oh, God. Which one are you laughing at?
All of them, and then you've got a spa in the middle of it all.
That's right, motherfucker. I have been I had a really horrible head cold, and it's not again the dreaded virus.
why do you think we're doing it from each other's houses?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was seriously ill in on Monday and Tuesday, and I've watched trash TV, I'm not gonna lie. Spoiler as to what I've watched. And then I've just been reading loads, and then to get over all that, I went to a spa. And then, I've been washing my hands like a mofo in the red raw, so.
Oh, mine are so raw.
It's horrible, isn't it? Like.
Yeah.
I said to you earlier, I was like, I thought something was really wrong with me, and like, I was like, I've got a rash, and it's like, no, you've just been washing your hands so much, which is good.
I thought I was allergic to the soap I'd bought, because I got this new soap, and I thought I was allergic.
What are we like? Just being hygienic.
For a change.
Yeah. So what have you been up to?
I haven't really been up to much, just working and stuff, but I had I've had a few dinner guests this week. So we had Dev's sisters separately. So one night one of them took over, the other another night, which was really nice to see them. And today then we went to Dev's mom's for dinner. So we've seen quite a lot of my partner's family this week, which has been nice. And we walked in, and there was just a lot of like air kisses and elbows touching.
Claire, my mate, came over today, and as we left, we normally hug, and I was just like, elbows, and we wiggled elbows. It's not a laugh, it's but you gotta laugh, haven't you?
I know, you have to laugh or you cry. Yeah. But yeah, so it's just been that, and I think that's just been about it, really. Work, meals, guests. Elbows.
I would like to. I did work as well.
No, she just went to a spa.
I did a spa. It was amazing.
I've seen the pictures. It looked amazing.
Well, we were meant to be going to Oxford, and then we read the stuff about what's going on in Oxford, and we were just like, it's just probably not worth the risk. So yeah, we went to a spa, which is like 18 miles away instead, and stayed the night.
Oh, did you say the night?
We did, and it was really lovely. And I barely looked at my phone. And then, like, last night, I was just like, nice. Oh, fuck.
No, I know. It's nice. Sometimes I do that. You just can't be arsed with your phone. Mm. I think that's good.
Oh, yeah. I think detox from social media and everything's required now and again, isn't it?
I think, though, people who follow our social media probably know we go through phases.
That's not true. Don't lie to them.
Sometimes it's like 10 pictures and then it's like one a month. I find with social media though, you really have to feel it to go on it.
Yeah,
it's hard to force yourself to do it. I find it hard to force myself to do it.
Yeah, kudos to those that do, and we are trying to be more consistent with our
we're
content.
Getting better.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
okay, I think it's time
for Lorraine's movies. Remember, dear listeners, you probably didn't hear it here first. On the record and not so hush hush, Lorraine's movie news. So, A Quiet Place 2, as we all know, is coming out. But apparently there's been talks already from, what's his last name? Krasinski?
Krasinski.
Is that how you say it? Krasinski? About a third one. He apparently has an idea for it.
I thought you were going to say that it's been cancelled indefinitely.
No.
Well, there's some news for me.
Well, it might have been.
No, it has. It has been. They've held off A Quiet Place to do coming out.
God. So by the time the second one comes out, he'll probably have an idea for the third one.
I was watching a...
Did you watch the first one?
Yeah, I saw it in the cinema. I thought it was amazing. Right. And I was watching on Channel 4 last night as well. But I'm really hesitant about the second one. I know they've made it, but I'm like, I don't know. I just hope it's as good as the first. Do you know?
Pardon. Yeah. But... I don't know. I just hope it's good.
No, but have you seen it?
The first one, yeah.
So, did you think it was good?
I loved it.
Yeah, so, but it was just sort of unique and like...
I know what you mean. I think what you're trying to say is that they could have almost ended it.
Yeah.
With just the one.
Sometimes things need to be left on a cliffhanger and just left. Like, that was a world that we looked into and won't know any more about, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really nervous about the second one and potential third. But I really like John Krasinski, and I wish him all the best.
This guy I love. I've followed his career for quite a long time now, Richard E. Grant.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently he's joining Marvel in the series Loki. They don't have the role for him as of yet, but apparently it's going to be a small role that could lead on to more.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've seen that the other day. And
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it depends what he does.
Yeah.
Do you not like Richard E. Grant?
No, I do.
Yeah. I suppose it depends what he does. But apparently that's not out until 2021. But at this rate, it'd be 2022 because everything's going to be pushed back.
I saw somebody make a joke like, are they going to be like, was it the giving like shitty Oscar noms to like shitty films because no good ones are going to be coming out?
I was actually thinking that, like, what are they going to do about the Oscar nominations this year? Oh, it's next year. Well, hopefully this will all blow over. This one I was actually really quite surprised about. Brad Pitt is stepping into reality TV.
Say what?
With a home improvement show, but it's not anything to do with his house. Basically, he's helping people renovate their homes. He pays for it, and it's people that he, you know, have helped or he finds deserving or something. But there's also other actresses and actors like Melissa McCarthy, Viola Davis, Rebel Wilson, and Michael Bublé are set to also do it as well.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was quite a strange one.
I think that's kind of cool.
I think it's good, but you just don't think of Brad Pitt as reality TV.
I have to say, no, you don't at all. Like, slightly taking it away from this, but it's within a similar sort of vein of, like, people with money helping out people. Like, I don't know enough about sport, I have to say, but I thought it was pretty cool of some of the NBA players who, like, their season or whatever has been cancelled and they're, like, giving money to people who are going to lose out on it through it. I thought it was, like, yeah, fair if I can play, and I think a few people could take... example from that, maybe. I can't speak, but yeah, just an interesting thought.
Yeah, if you're taking advantage of the situation, then you might want to have a little rethink and give yourself a good talking to. Anyway, you said you watched a lot of shit.
Yeah, I did.
I thought you liked this program. I didn't think it was shit TV.
Hey, whoa, this isn't shit. This isn't shit TV. This is just, you know, my go-to when I'm feeling down and poorly. The other was shit. Okay, I'm going to admit the shit TV, which I actually, what am I watching it this third time, isn't that shit. I watched Twilight series. I'm not going to lie.
Did you? All of them?
Yeah. I was really ill and I needed something on in the background. Oh,
Jesus. I bet you watched it. Don't try and make out that you had it on in the background.
Yeah, I watched it. I did. And then, yeah, I watched season 3 and 6 of Buffy. But season 6 of Buffy gets really depressing at one point. So I was just like, I'm going to have to turn this off. And then I've just been reading ever since.
Cool.
What about you?
I watched Judy.
Oh, yes, I saw your Insta story about it.
Oh, it was so good. So, so good. I really enjoyed
it. She won the Oscar for that role.
She did, and she fucking deserved it. It was really good.
That's Renee Zellweger.
Old Renee, yeah. I also watched a documentary on Danny Rowland, who is a man who likes to kill people.
Kill people, yep.
He's quite sick, actually.
You made me laugh the other day. I couldn't reply because I was laughing when you were texting me and Steve, and you were just like, I'm not just into serial killers.
Yeah, I said, like, there's more to me than serial killers.
I know. Like, I'm not texting back right now.
But there is.
No, I know, I know. Okay.
I don't know what it is, but there is.
You like romantic comedies?
I do.
There you go.
And I also finished The Outsider. So I think I had 4 episodes to go on that, so I finished that as well.
That's the Jason Bateman one, right?
Yeah, who isn't actually in it that much.
Oh, yeah, but he directed it all, didn't he?
I don't think he directed it all, because he's apparently his schedule crashed with Ozark, and that's why he wasn't in it as much.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it's a confliction of what do they call it? It's not schedules. Is it schedules? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. filming, shooting and stuff, yeah.
Production.
Yeah, so he's only in it, I think, the first 3 episodes, if I'm right. Yeah. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it's worth a watch. If you've got TV.
I do want to watch it. I have held off watching it because I watch it through your Now TV, so I don't want to mess up your episode. But now you finished it, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, go for it. That doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah, because I saw you'd started watching Tropic Thunder and halfway through, and I went, I'm going to watch it now.
I know, because then I saw that you'd finished it. I was like, motherfucker, I've lost my spot. I didn't call you a motherfucker.
That's okay. That's okay.
Talking about Jason Bateman, I think that leads us into the main section very well, because I noticed he stars in the end of it.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah, he's in the crowd at the end of the movie, in the Oscars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, and that, what Harry has just jumped into, is the film that is Tropic Thunder.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a
gun. I'm coming, man. Don't you die on me, Foley!
I'm sorry, can we cut? Amy, can we cut?
What is going on here?
I'm about to jump off this helicopter like Wesley Snipes.
I'm doing the scene right now.
The scene is about emotionality. Where is it?
Oh, God! I am dealing with a bunch of prima donnas.
The action guy who left the fridge open. Award winner.
Critically acclaimed Australian actor Kirk Lazarus underwent a controversial procedure in order to play the platoon's African-American sergeant.
I know who I am! I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
The comedian.
You think you can do what I do? Take a picture of this.
This summer.
You want to make this movie, right?
We take those boys up there, put them in the trees.
Shoot the whole thing gorilla style.
Real fear in the right.
Minimums.
Yes! Yes!
The movie they think they're making.
Exterior. Rainforest. Dusk. Cut to a frightening jungle.
Isn't a movie anymore.
I'm not a matrix.
So what?
This feels pretty real!
Exactly.
Let's use it!
Taking a speed, man.
Some of us might not make it back.
What do you mean? Like, not on the same flight?
We'll send you here.
Oh, hey, dude, you all right? Totally lean into that, bro. You want to do one more?
I don't believe you people.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Big Thunder.
To go a lot of trying just to get up that hill. No, we up in the big league.
That's the theme song for the Jeffersons.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You out of your mind?
What?
You really need help.
Man, just because the theme song don't make it not true.
So, in 2008, Tropic Thunder came to movie theaters as a satirical action comedy film written by Ben Stiller and Justin Theroux. As well as co-writing the film, Stiller also directed and starred in the movie. It features a host of well-known faces starring as prima donna movie stars making a Vietnam movie based on a book, and who through a series of unfortunate batshit crazy events end up becoming the soldiers that they are portraying. They are portraying. I don't know why that came out that way. So?
Do you like this film first?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I
good.
Do
like good, 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 good.
Yeah. Spoiler.
Yeah. It's...
Should we just say we will be giving spoilers to the whole
We
film,
always give so. Spoilers.
I know, but I think for new listeners, it's just good to warn them, don't you? It's, you know, common decency.
We are going to spoil this for you.
But we will not be talking like that throughout the whole thing.
So if you haven't seen it, then yeah, go watch it and come back. Yeah, I've watched this film quite a few times since its release. I fucking love it.
I know you do.
Absolutely fucking love it. I think, like you said, batshit crazy. It's just so fucking weird, but in a really good way.
Yeah. It's I think it's kind of clever, to be honest. I love, so apparently, just to give a bit of backstory, Ben Stiller came up with the idea when he was starring in Empire of the Sun by Steven Spielberg. And he said, like, his co-stars were going, oh, yeah, I've been through this. I feel like I've really experienced, like, the war. And he was just like, what the fuck? Like, no, you haven't. And so he came up with the idea. And then around this, he came up with the idea and then wanted to make this sort of scathing commentary on working on Hollywood. And I'd say it is.
Yeah, you always wonder, don't you, when you watch this type of thing, how... spot on they get it, and I kind of think probably quite close for some actors, not all of them obviously,
not just actors,
yeah, but the studio bosses and stuff like
execs,
that
execs, yeah,
I feel
yeah.
like the studio bosses are really spot on.
I'd imagine so. Oh, we didn't mention that in the news.
What?
That Harvey Weinstein's been sentenced to 23 years.
I was going to say it, but then I didn't know whether to or not because I thought, do we want to bring the tone down?
No, I think, well, yeah. I think amongst all the crazy, that's one good thing.
I know, 23 years though, fuck. Good.
And he's likely to get more as well after his, when he goes to the LA court. And
oh, because they're
shit.
Not done with him yet, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, well, fucking twat.
yes.
Yes. So what did you like about this movie then?
You put me on the spot here. Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I think one thing I like about it is the way, obviously, I think that the fact that they got these actors who are big time actors, like Robert Downey Jr., Tom Cruise and all that kind of stuff, Matthew McConaughey, to actually do these roles,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? And like especially Ben, not Ben, Robert Downey Jr., who has his skin changed, and I just think he does the role, I just love how they all perform in this, and I just think it's really fucking funny, and I think it's stupid humor. It's not the type of humor I usually go for, but for some reason in this film I just think it really works. Like,
yeah, last week you called me a 14-year-old boy.
Well, when I'm watching this, I'm a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, so you can get away with it, but I can't.
Yes.
I had to say, this is a bit more intelligent in what it's like talking about than that other movie, but still, it's slapstick and, you know, a piss take. So, yeah. Yeah.
No, I do. I dislike that because, like, I am a huge fan, especially of Ben Stiller. I do like Ben Stiller's comedy, like in things like Zoolander, and like how he just has this way of being really ridiculous, but he doesn't push it too far to get where it's stupid, if you know what I mean. Like I feel like you're looking at him going, you know, his comedy is quite different. I feel like his comedy is almost back to like kind of like, especially in this like Blazing Saddles days. It's a bit ridiculous, like, do you know what I mean? But he just makes it fucking work. I think it's his expressions as well. He has this way of pulling faces that just...
Like Magnum Steel. Like Blue Steel.
Blue Steel. Yeah, but he just, I don't know what it is. He just has this way. And it's even like, even with like Robert Downey Jr., like some of the faces he pulls, they just seem to have all these like these facial expressions that just tell a million stories and just look so fucking funny. I don't know. I just, when I was watching it, I was just like, this is fucking hilarious. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And
it
wasn't what, like, I didn't expect to see Robert Downey Jr. like that. I did not expect to see fucking Tom Cruise like that.
No. You know? Well, it was, I think for Tom Cruise, Robert Downey Jr. and Matthew McConaughey, it was all a bit of a renaissance for them, isn't it, or whatever they say. Like they hadn't had many successful films in recent years, and then they all sort of came back in this flurry with like they'd had like, I think especially Tom Cruise, he'd had like a few misfires with the Mission Impossible, hadn't done that well, and then he had like the Oprah couch moment, and then afterwards I think
I saw that the other day actually.
Yeah. Oh, the couch thing.
Yeah. Popped up on this Katie Holmes film thing. But
well,
go on.
No, I was gonna, because apparently he was approached to play
Peck.
He was the one who he was the one who was like came up with the whole
idea. Because they kept it a big secret because they didn't want it to get out that he was actually doing it.
Oh right.
Yeah. And I don't think it did, because I remember when I first saw this, I remember watching Tom Cruise going, who the fuck is that? I know who that is. I know it's because he's the complete fucking opposite of him. And the way he like swears and, you know,
and carries on.
The big hands, and, you know, the bit where he starts dancing. I wish you could see me now. And he's like moving. He's like, player. And then, you know, G5 and all. Just the way he fucking moves and talks and just like what I was saying about the expressions is when, you know, they... he's like trying to explain to Peck how basically, you know, it'd be sad if they all die in the jungle. And he's like, you want me to give up my partner? And he's just like, they're just like staring at him as if to go, you know, what's your problem? But it's just the way he fucking looks at them. That's one thing I loved about this, is the way they just, the looks they gave. They didn't have to say anything. They just gave these looks and I was fucking pissing myself.
Very physical actors.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But I think you needed that in this. You know?
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Well, especially with Robert Downey Jr., who's a white guy playing a black guy.
I know. I'm a dude. What's he says? I'm a dude playing a dude playing another dude or something. Because like as well, like, so I suppose Robert Downey Jr. is American. He's playing an Australian guy who's playing an African American guy. It's just, oh my god, it's so. And when he would talk to, because there was an actual African American guy in it, and he'd be like, you know, someone would say "you people," and then Robert Downey would go,
"Ben Stiller,
what do you mean, you people?" And then the other guy goes, "What do you mean, you people?"
Yeah. Well, apparently, like, he says in an interview. I think he said in an interview recently with Joe Rogan. He did an episode on his podcast. He was just like, he wouldn't do a role like that again, because. Like, why would he? And it's had its time kind of thing. But he also said he didn't see it as like a racist role like some people feel like it is. He said it was like meant to be a mockery of like people who are committed to their roles in that way. Like, and it, obviously it's so extreme and it is offensive in a way, but you got to sort of, I think most people rolled with the
they could see what he was doing, and he wasn't. I think the fact as well that having that other guy who is a black man there too, he kind of brings out the ridiculous character that is Kirk Lazarus in it. So like, you know, so it's not like you've just got him and he's the only black guy, like Robert Downey Jr. is the only black guy in it. You've got this other guy who's kind of like, you know, because when he starts
Brandon Jackson,
yeah, because when he goes into, what is it, Al Pacino or something,
Al Pacino.
Because like when Robert Downey Jr. is like, because they're like, why are you still in character? And he goes, I don't drop character into the DVD commentary or something like that.
I'd love it when I don't drop character into the DVD commentary.
Actually, do you know what my favourite line is in the whole thing? I don't read the script. The script reads me. Sorry, a little bit. Yeah, but I think having that other guy there kind of like brings, you know, he's kind of like the voice of how ridiculous what Robert Downey character is. Like, do you know what I mean? Because in theory... okay, obviously he couldn't have taken, you know, changed the colour of his skin then and there. But in theory, when that whole scenario was going on and when they realised that it wasn't a film anymore and they had to go and save, you know, Tug Speedman, he should have dropped character and just started talking like an Australian guy. Do you know what I mean? But he doesn't. And that's, I think that's what adds to how ridiculous he is the fact that he just doesn't seem to realise he's not this character anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the scathing thing on the whole method thing,
yeah, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, I suppose the only voice of reason in it is that, what's his name? Oh, the young guy.
Oh, Jay Baruchel. He plays Kevin Sandusky. Apologies.
He seems to be the only like voice of reason in the whole film.
Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
At the end of the day, doesn't it?
My brother's just texted me and I gotta share this. Just watched Ad Astra. What a crock of shit. Well, I haven't seen it, so I can't come on, but thanks for that, Jake. Okay, sorry, you were saying. Yeah, he's in This Is the End as well, just like
I know
again.
He is.
As a similar sort of character in that as well.
You're really pushing that film, aren't you?
It's funny.
Do you know what? I'm gonna watch it again.
Do it.
I am. And then we can come and talk about it.
Okay. what else did I want to talk about? Oh, I read somewhere and I thought this was a good, I can't remember where I read it, but it was, as it stood out to me, I was like, yeah, of course it is. But in the way that it's very similar to like Galaxy Quest, in that it's,
I love Galaxy Quest.
I fucking love Galaxy Quest.
I love Galaxy Quest. And
No.
You don't. I've met Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, I knew that was going to come out. You made a mess.
She put her arm around me.
Yeah, anyway. So, Galaxy Quest.
Did I ever mention that I'd met Sigourney Weaver?
No, this is brand new information. But yeah, in the way that it's like that, in that it's people thinking they're making something and then it actually turning out to be, you know, real life. Or
I never thought that actually. Yeah, but Galaxy Quest is fucking amazing.
Oh, Alan Rickman in that. Oh. It's just so good.
What's his name in it? Oh God! I 100% actually. I never thought of that, but yeah, it's really like it.
And they came out at about similar times, didn't they? I think. Yeah, let's have a look. Galaxy Quest. This came out in 2008. So Galaxy Quest, because I remember going to the cinema to see both of them. And talking about the Tom Cruise thing, I remember realising it was Tom Cruise and turning around and going, that's Tom Cruise! Oh no, they didn't come out. Actually, Galaxy Quest came out almost 10 years earlier.
1999, Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
Alexander Dane. There we go.
Who's that? Oh, that's his name in the show.
Yeah. I loved, I love Galaxy Quest. I'm going to have to watch that again, I think.
Yeah. I do think that, I mean, I hate the phrase, and I know it's often seen as a bit sort of a piss take these days.
Survive! But, sorry.
My God. But, like, this film is kind of the word's woke, isn't it? It is, because it talks about sort of racism. It talks about homosexuality and acceptance
of
that.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah. Drugs.
It talks about drugs, yeah. And I just...
It does, especially the whole homosexual thing, because you know how they find out when he's talking about people and he goes Lance. But then I like at the end that, because especially when you think about it, him, because of the type of star he is, especially the music industry type thing.
What's his song? Pussy, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Pussy, and these big asses in his face, like, and all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it would be really hard for someone like that to be sat next to someone like Lance Bass from NSYNC, and that's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I thought that was, I did like the way they did that, actually. I thought that was good. But yeah.
I think it's nice that they all accept him as well. They're like, we don't give a shit. Let's just see who you are.
Yeah, but you probably find that with a lot of things, because I had a friend that came out was gay, and when he said it, he was like 33, and we were like, oh, all right then. You know.
Yeah, yeah, that's like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a shit. But yeah, no. Yeah, you're right, actually. It does cover a lot of things. But I think the race one, it does it very well. Like, I mean, I suppose it's hard to comment when you're not a black person to say whether it's offensive or not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? But I think that they just basically take the piss out of a white man, if you know what I mean. You know? But yeah, what was the other thing you said that they did? Homosexuality, race, drugs.
You said drugs. Oh my God, I love it when Jack Black's, I can't remember his character, when he says, when he's talking like that, come on, lads, we've got to get out of here. I just fucking slayed me. I don't know who he's meant to be taking off in that either, but like, oh, he's so good at this role, especially when that bomb goes off at the end and goes, my ass.
I think, do you know what they're doing? I think they're just trying to be the stereotypical character in a war film. Like, do you know what I mean?
And, yeah,
But 20 million times over the top. Like, you see that bit where the book, the guy the book is based on, what's his name again? Left Eye? No, One Eye? Four Leaf.
Four Leaf.
And One Eye, Left Eye. Four Leaf. And, like, instead of being in the hotel room, like, he's, you know, in the... Sorry, I just thought of something really funny that made me laugh in the film.
What?
do you remember when Four Leaf, they're in like that read through, you know, before Les Grossman comes on, and and he's just sitting there and he's like, you know, saying about, you need to take these boys into the woods and stuff like that. And when Les Grossman just basically tells him to fuck off. I just find that really funny. But so when he's in on the beach in his little makeshift hut, you know, and all this kind of stuff with his hands that are hooks. And then when they come off and they're like, what did you do? I worked in sanitation.
This is surreal watching you just like cry at your own like throwback to the movie.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I just find it really funny. But yeah, sorry, you talk, Nate.
No, it's fine. I was going to say, and I know we've already mentioned his name, but do you think that they were purposely given like a two fingers up to a certain gentleman who, not gentleman, certainly not a gentleman, certain cock, who has just been sentenced to 23 years in prison as Tom Cruise playing that role?
Oh, God, yeah, because actually looks a bit like him, doesn't it?
He looks fucking just like him, but with glasses. Revelations. I know. I think that was a definite like, this is you, prick. And yeah
because he's luckily there's no, you know, inappropriateness with women or anything in it, but the way he speaks to people and the way why don't you literally take a step back and fuck your own face. Sorry, it was just so funny. I never thought of that. God, you're thinking of it all, Harry.
Oh, no, I'm not. I was just watching it and I was just like, I see some similarities, especially after all the stories you've heard about, yeah, like you say, about his like bullying and
well, I stuff. Was watching, I watched Judy, and in the film they do a load of flashbacks to when Judy was in The Wizard of Oz, and you know, the big studio boss, Louis B. Mayer. Well, he was like this, I didn't realise how small Judy Garland actually is. She was fucking tiny. And this guy was massive, a big, like, overbearing, kind of big, yucky bear of a thing. Ugh, he was horrible. And that made me think of him, because he was also, like, really, like, inappropriate with her, you know, for someone so young, and the things that she had to do, like, to be a star and all this kind of stuff. And he reminded me a bit of him, I must admit.
I bet there's a few.
Loads of them, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Sorry, I take it to a dark route.
Let's bring it back to the fun. What do you think? Go on.
I was going to say, like, Justin Theroux is a real surprise. I don't know much about him, but, like, looking into this, he co-wrote this, and then he did co-write Zoolander. He's in Zoolander. He's done a few other things with Ben Stiller.
He's in Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Give us the ring.
And yet he's like, he's, I know not there to say objectify, but he's fucking hot. And he does like serious shows like The Leftovers and stuff. That guy is an intriguing guy.
But do you know what I like? You know the way he was married to Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
On her birthday.
They're still friends?
Yeah, they're still friends.
I know, that's nice.
And Justin Theroux's related to Louis Theroux. I think they're cousins.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, just because they got the same surname.
I'm going to prove you wrong. La, 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 la. Look at her typing away, not believing me. Are Justin Theroux and Louis Theroux brothers? No.
Yeah, they're not.
They're related.
His cousin.
That's what I said.
His country cousin. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Interessant.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he does a load. Yeah, because when he's in Zoolander, he's the DJ.
I know. Yeah, interesting guy. I'm gonna look into more about him. I know it's a really minor thing, but one of my favorite bits of this movie is at the beginning when they're showing the trailers for their different types of movies, and I think it's Satan's Alley for Robert Downey Jr. and like
with, I love with Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, and they're like Oscar nominated what's his name, Kurt Lazarus, and then for like Tobey Maguire it's like Best Kiss or something. Something really shit in comparison. It's for me it's those little details that make it, like those little piss takes of the whole industry. I just think it's great.
Yeah, because they got a lot of people on board, didn't they, like you know, to do little cameos here and there, which I thought was good. But because wasn't when they were doing for the Oscars, wasn't John Voight in? John Voight was there, and he like had a very lookalike Angelina Jolie next to him, and he didn't win it. And instead of being all like clapping and smiling, he was like fucking Jesus fucking. Yeah,
I don't remember that bit.
Yeah, that was when they were doing the Oscars at the end. But
you were really pissed off with me, weren't you?
Why?
Because I texted you saying that with his blue eyes, Robert Downey Jr. reminded me of your brother. And you were like, fuck off.
I hate it when people do that. I remember my ex, right? He said to me one day, because this was back in the 90s, like, so he was in love. Everyone was in love with Alicia Silverstone at the time. And I turned around to her and went, she really looks like your sister. And he was like, oh, fucking hell. He goes, now I can't look at her again. She didn't look like his sister. I just said it.
You bitch.
I don't think Robert Downey Jr. looks one bit like my brother.
I'm sorry, but years ago, when we went to Galway, visited Galway, and your brother walked in and he had like longish black curly hair and blue eyes. And me and James were just like, whoa, that's what Robert Downey Jr. looked like, but with blonde hair.
You did a bit more than went, whoa.
I didn't, James did.
You literally stopped eating, which is never heard of, and just kind of stared with your mouth hung open. And then James, on the way home on the plane, turns around and says to me, just randomly, I wish I could cut your brother's eyes out and put them in mine. I was like, okay.
Your brother does have the most intense blue eyes out there.
All right. Sure.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't care.
They bewitched James and I.
I know, because when I said to him about you, he went, ooh, nice, cute little blonde. And when I said to him about James, he went, why?
Oh, many moons ago.
I always thought that my brother looked like Tom Cruise growing up. If I showed you a picture of Tom Cruise, Top Gun, and my brother around the same age when he was younger, when he was in his teens, they looked so alike.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really annoying as well.
Do you fancy Tom Cruise?
No, I haven't for years because of that.
Oh, I did in Ghost Protocol because he's got like longish brown hair and he's looking fine. And he does this crazy thing on a pole where he like shimmies a pole topless and it's pretty hot. Considering he's like in his 50s. Like,
oh,
damn.
One thing I do have to ask about Tropic Thunder.
Sorry.
What did you think of the whole Simple Jack thing?
I didn't feel comfortable with that the first time. I thought they were pushing a bit boundaries a little bit there. But I bet you loved it, didn't you?
No, I just loved it when I'm not going to say the word because we're not allowed. But when Robert Downey Jr. goes on to him, he goes, you went full, you know, And then he says, like, Sean Penn, he went full.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah, that line's good. Yeah.
But no, I like the character. I think it's just another example of, you know, I just think he seems to get away with stuff that you wouldn't normally do. I think because it's so, as he went, you went full. Do you know what I mean? I think when you go to such extremes, you're not trying to hide it or play it down or look like you're doing anything wrong, because it's so, like the Robert Downey Jr. character. I mean, it's it's all just so extreme that people are kind of like, oh, like that. You don't have to think about, is it right or wrong, because it's just there in front of you, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I I thought it was funny, but the bit where he gives him his teeth.
Oh yeah, now, the bit that bit with the whole Simple Jack thing, I never found that funny. But the bit I like at the end is like, "Go, I've adopted a son, or blah blah. I'm a father now." And then, like, 2 seconds later, the little kid's like stabbing him in the neck. I love it as well. Like, he throws him off or whatever, and then the kid's just there, like, with the mood.
The big thing. Yeah. No, I like. Yeah. I liked. I loved Danny McBride in this, actually.
You know, he's one of the best things. What's he, after this, I'm going into catering.
Yeah. Yeah, when he blows up that thing at the beginning, when he does that explosions.
Yeah, and he's doing like the motion with his hands. Yeah. He's so funny. Again, in This Is the End, he's one of the best things.
Oh, I was watching an interview with Danny McBride. It was like a little clip thing on Facebook or something. I don't know. And anyway.
I know what you're going to say.
What, Kanye West?
No, I thought you were going to go on to Halloween.
No, apparently Kanye West asked him to play him in a movie.
What?
Yeah.
What, do a Kirk Lazarus on it? Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. What did you think I was going to say?
Because he's behind the whole Halloween reboot, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
There you go. Some information about Halloween that you didn't know and I did. Bet you didn't know that would happen.
It's like the roles have reversed. I'm going to go home now and watch Atonement and An English Patient. I'll bore myself to death.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, he's done Halloween Kills. He wrote it, which is in post-production, coming out this year, maybe. Mm. And Halloween Ends, written. And that's coming out 2021. And he did the Halloween that you just loved a couple of years ago. He wrote that.
Danny McBride. What, the Halloween that just came out? The latest one?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I know.
How did I not know we did a podcast on that?
Wow. I must have forgot. Do your research,
I must have forgot. No, because we always do the directed by.
No, he wrote it.
I wrote it. Oh, that changes everything.
That sounded so creepy. Oh. He wrote it. You sound like, what's his chops in the movie? Fourleaf or whatever it is.
Nick Nolte.
That's it. That's the fucker. I couldn't remember his name. Every time I've watched it, I'm like, why is that guy's name? It's Nick Nolte. Okay. All right. So, I think we've done?
We've rambled on enough about it.
We haven't talked about, like, its movie references in there. I you know, think we should chew in that, you know, there's plenty of Vietnam War movies referenced.
I like that they used that song. There's something happening here.
Yeah,
I thought, God, that's like your typical fucking one. Bing, yeah. Bing, Platoon.
Platoon. Oh, yeah, with the movement, on his knees, arms in the air. Yeah,
but again, did you see the faces he was pulling when he did that? But that's the bit where he comes running up and then Kirk Lazarus goes, "Survive!" And then he's trying to cry.
I feel like you just need a whole session just reenacting the movie.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I like just randomly saying "survive" in that tone of voice, just out of the blue.
No, I like it. We need it right now.
What did you think? I thought it was fucking hilarious at the end when Tom Cruise, Les Grossman starts dancing.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Was it "Get Back"? What is it? "Get Back, Motherfucker, You Don't Know Me Like That." What was the song called again? Oh, it was called "Get Back." Yeah, it was. It was by Ludacris.
Oh, I used to love Ludacris.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I used to go clubbing, like, woo, woo. Who we listened to. What was the song? That and Usher. Yeah, anyway.
Usher
was.
Yeah. Everyone used to turn into a crazy dance with that. No, I loved it when he did. I just thought that's what I loved about it. I thought everything about Tom Cruise in this was so un-Tom Cruise, and he just fucking went for it.
Yeah. It was almost like, I'm just going to, like, fucking no one cares. I'm going to do it. Like, and then everyone loved him again after that.
I know. So will you watch this again, you think?
Yeah, of course. It's one of those, isn't it?
I think. No, I definitely would as well. Excellent.
That's a wrap on Tropic Thunder. Go watch it.
It's a wrap on Tropic Thunder. And if you do watch this, let us know what you think.
Yeah, do it.
So after that, what are you going to... What are you going to watch next?
I saw a trailer for a new HBO show starring Jude Law and a few other sort of English actors, British actors, called The Third Day. And it looks a bit like a headfuck, but it's got a bit of a sort of Wicker Man vibe to it. So, yeah, I think that looks intriguing. And I'm going to finish tonight watching Captain Fantastic because I started last night and then Alec really got into it. And he went off to the pub and I was like, can I finish watching this? And he was like, no, I want to watch it with you. Which is a rarity. So, what about you?
So, yeah, I'm going to watch Brightburn on Now TV.
Oh, yeah, that looks weird. That does.
It looks really weird. And I want to watch, I don't have any fucking idea what it's about, but Danny McBride's in it, The Righteous Gemstones. I don't have a clue what it is.
No, I've seen it. Aren't they like Evangelist TV or something?
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Yeah, but
I might be wrong.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going to give it a go. I tried to watch Good Omens, you know, and couldn't get into it at all.
I'm not talking to you about that.
Yeah. That's when the whole serial killer stuff come up, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just not friends anymore. Hi.
Just could get into it.
It's like one of my favourite books in the world. But maybe you'd enjoy the book more. I don't know.
Sorry.
It's fine. There's some things I like and don't like of your stuff, and we just have to get on with it, don't we?
Exactly. Okay. Well, thanks for listening. And as always, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook as Show Me the Podcast. You can find us on Twitter as SMTPcast. And Harry, where can we find you?
On Twitter and Instagram as Tales of Peck. And what about you, Lorraine?
Lorraine Purden, Instagram, Twitter. and also if you could go to Apple and rate and review us, that would be very much appreciated.
Oh, sorry, I saw that I was meant to do that bit.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Oh, but you could leave us a voicemail. That'd be grand.
Can you leave a voicemail on the Anchor app, please, so that Harry can get excited?
How about you say it enthusiastically and then people might actually do it?
Hey, everybody, leave a voicemail on the Anchor app so Harry can get excited.
Is that your radio voice?
No.
And here on Beth FM is Lorraine Purden.
That's exactly how I sound.
Bringing to you the movie news. Oh, I'll get into this.
You should do it.
No. Yeah. Righto, that's it.
We'll chat you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.